Yasmin Çongar, Washington bureau chief of the Turkish newspaper Milliyet, calls the victory of the Justice and Development Party, known by its Turkish initials AKP, unprecedented.
For the ruling party, AKP, it is a huge victory. What they did was to get re-elected after 4.5 years in government with a 12% increase in their votes. This is a great show of support coming from not only AKP's own traditional base, but also from a coalition of forces which are supporting it now, not only because the economic policies of the last 4.5 years, but also, perhaps most importantly, because of what happened on April 27th.
On that day, the powerful Turkish military gave the government of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan what Yasmin Çongar describes as an electronic ultimatum, a clear warning about preserving the secular nature of the Turkish state. The Prime Minister had just nominated Abdullah Gül, his foreign minister and a member of his own moderate Islamic party, as Turkey's next president. It provoked a political crisis because Mr. Gül's wife wears a headscarf, a potent symbol for many Turks, since Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, a World War I army officer, founded Turkey's secular republic after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. Mr. Gül's nomination was subsequently withdrawn and parliamentary elections were called early, Ms. Çongar explains.
It looks like the Turkish voters did not like that ultimatum. The headline of my column in the newspaper was that democracy had won in Turkey. I think the people this time spoke loud and clear against the military's intervention, and they want Turkey's normal democratic process to continue.
Prime Minister Erdogan's party took nearly 47% of the vote, winning 340 of parliament's 550 seats. The Republican People's Party, the main secular opposition, won 112 seats with only about 21%, which was a shock to nearly everyone, says Turkish journalist Barış Ornarli, who is in Ankara.
It's particularly remarkable in Turkish political history for an incumbent to increase its votes in an election. So the morale in the Republican People's Party is quite low. The Nationalist Action Party also passed the 10% threshold vote and entered parliament.
Of the independent candidates who won 27 seats, 23 are Kurdish. And for the first time in more than a decade, they will have deputies in parliament. Barış Ornarli says he is surprised that in southeast Turkey, where many voters are Kurdish, the Justice and Development Party did so well. But Kurdish analyst Serdar Şengül says many Kurds realized it might be wiser tactically to support the party in power.
The level of unemployment in the region, especially in my city, Diyarbakır, is about 70%. Mm-hmm. And the absolute poverty line is above 40%. So, central government gave a message to people. You have to choose between your culture and identity and your bread.
Mr. Şengül points out that if Kurds want to have more influence in matters related to cultural identity, having a voice in parliament is a good place to start. And as Turkish journalists Barış Ornarli and Yasmin Çongar emphasize, with more parties and more independents now in parliament, the ruling party will find it far easier to form alliances, giving it the necessary two-thirds majority needed to amend the constitution or elect a president. The president is currently elected by parliament, but that may change. Ms. Çongar says she thinks, and most political analysts agree, that Prime Minister Erdogan is likely to choose a consensus candidate this time.
I think Mr. Erdogan now knows that Mr. Gül might not be the best candidate for now. He might seek a name who will get the support of the opposition parties. It will be easier for him to implement his democratization agenda, his pro-EU agenda.
However, Abdullah Gül told a press conference Wednesday that the Turkish people's will should be respected. Prime Minister Erdogan pledged earlier this week to safeguard modern Turkey's secularist traditions and deepen economic reforms. And his Islamic-rooted party, which has expanded its base and ideology, declared that Sunday's electoral victory serves as a message to the Turkish military to stay out of politics. Meanwhile, Washington has reaffirmed its strong ties with Turkey. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Lowe.